Some of the most influential people on the sports scene are not the players, but the agents who represent them. Mark McCormick, who died last week, created an industry of managing athletes' careers. Commentator Frank DeFord says McCormick's legacy is among the most influential in sports.
When you think about it, these have not been very original times in sport. The most significant innovations in the last decade or so have been retro baseball stadiums and baggy basketball shorts. I suppose most all institutions go through such periods of stability or retrenchment, just as there are times of great upheaval. In sport, that was the period following World War II, especially a time of perhaps 15 years, concentrated from the mid-1950s through the early 1970s. Integration came to the big leagues, franchises moved, expansion, free agency, strikes, boycotts, new leagues, the accelerated power of television, the explosion of salaries, the Super Bowl. Women's sports began to flourish. And of those most vital people who changed sports forever during this period, Rune Arledge, Pete Rozelle, Marvin Miller, Billie Jean King, none would cast a greater shadow than Mark McCormick. If McCormick had only invented the job of sports agent, which he did, even though he despised the word agent, he would be well remembered. But he then took the job and blew it up into IMG, the International Management Group. Management, you see, not agent, which became an absolute juggernaut. Can there be any other company which so dominates a substantial global business as does IMG rule sports management? International money grubbers, I Am Greedy, Darth McCormick and the Evil Empire, all the things his competitors have called IMG. But McCormick never apologized for his company's supremacy or for himself becoming a billionaire. If you take the risk, he said, if you put up the money, then that's what free enterprise is all about. And, of course, IMG expanded well beyond sport, representing such diverse interests as the Pope, the Nobel Foundation, the Smithsonian, Jack Welch, Isaac Perelman, and Raggedy Ann and Andy. McCormick was certainly not a warm man. Work consumed him. His second wife, Betsy Nagelson, a former tennis pro, once told me, Mark only looked to the future so he could control it. None of his associates ever really considered him a friend. He paid his people well, but he never gave up a slice of ownership. Yet he was the sort of boss who would be there first with praise in rough times and support in sad times. He kept meticulous notes about his every movement and thought. On a yellow pad and on 3x5 note cards, he detailed what all his lieutenants were up to. No detail, no edge, no moment overlooked. I remember that in one of McCormick's best-selling How to Succeed in Business books, he wrote that when he was going to have a business meal with one other person, he'd always book a table for three, and since there were no tables for three, he'd get a comfortable table for four. When I asked Mark if this wasn't really unfair to the restaurant, my point seemed a revelation to him. His mind was just so calibrated to make IMG better, to win. It's impossible to imagine what will happen to IMG, its reach through offices in 35 countries around the world, now that the emperor is dead. But then can any company control a worldwide business forever? In any event, there have been what we love to call dynasties in every sport. IMG has been different. What this one brilliant man, Mark McCormick, created is the only dynasty ever over all sport.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.